Somebody has been fooling with my phone.
Oh, really?
What I mean, calling me. Yeah. And calling me real, real nasty name.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And I put up with it for about a week or two. Yeah. It paid no mind to it. Okay. Called me again last week. One day. I got up. And called my answer phone. Didn't do nothing on the blow and talking blow at it.
Yeah.
Well, I said, okay, if you keep this up, I'm going to call the police. I said, I told you about it when you called me before and what you called me. And I said, you just keep this up and I'll call the law. Well, I went on about making up my bed and chores around, you know. Well, they called again.
No.
And about 20 minutes, I didn't hardly get my clothes on in there.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
You could kind of hear that.
Yeah.
I said, you heard what I said. I said, now one more call, and I'm going to call the law. Yeah. I said, I'm getting tired of this. And so I went on back in there to fix my breakfast. And it rang again.
Mm.
About 30 minutes or hour, it rang again.
Hmm.
So I come on in, and I answered it, and then like that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. I said, you've done it now, I'm going to call the police. And I said, I mean, I'm going to call him. And I flung my receiver down hard enough to bust the phone wide open, I guess. And well, I hung right up and called the police after I hung up on them.
Uh-huh.
And my brother happened to answer the phone.
Oh.
My baby brother, this sergeant down there,
yeah,
is 62 years old, and he happened to answer the phone.
That's
he said,
great.
Now, kiddo, what's the trouble? And I told him. I said, now, Doc, I got one phone. They called me. They said, they were just hanging the band, and everybody wanted me and my breast, you know. They knew I did, you old slob.
Mm.
And I told my brother that over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, sis, I'm going to send a big boy over there right now. And he said, you tell him just what you did me. I said, Doc, do I have to tell him the words I called you? Well, he said, now, sis, it's got to be straight. Said, everything got to be straight. I said, son, I can't do that. My stepmother always called him son.
Oh.
His name was Doc, but he said, now, sis, you just said you got to tell him what to say. And I said, okay, maybe I'll put him in the place and face him. So here he said, son, I'll send my little sis, so they'll be right over there.
Yeah.
Come in. And he was standing here behind the chair. And I was standing back chair leaning against it. And I wanted to tell him what had happened and everything. And the phone rang again.
Oh, while he was here.
Yeah, that's what took on me.
Yeah.
And he said, let me answer that. And then he thought a minute and said, no, you answer.
Yeah.
And said, if it's what you think it is.
Yeah.
So he come and he stood right there. And I answered the phone. And boy, he got a hold of it. He said, this is a policeman. And said, if you don't want business with this phone, don't call it. He said, did you know it's getting... Oh, boy, I couldn't tell you what all he said. But anyhow, he just gave him a good one up and down.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I don't want no more of it. He said, because I'm not going to put up with it. And said it's against the law to be a calling a person in their home and talking like you've been talking. And he said, I mean, this is a policeman.